All right, so I've been sitting with this idea from Atomic Habits all week, the one about getting just 1% better every day. It sounds almost too simple to matter.
Right, and that's exactly what makes it easy to dismiss. But the math is genuinely surprising. If someone improves by 1% each day for a year, they end up roughly 37 times better than where they started. That's compounding, the same principle that works in finance, applied to behavior.
37 times. That's not a small edge. But here's what I keep wondering. Why don't people feel that progress? Most people who try to build a habit quit before they see any real result.
James Clear has a name for that gap. He calls it the plateau of latent potential. Think of it like cutting through a block of ice. You're chipping away, nothing seems to change, and then suddenly the whole thing splits. The work was accumulating the whole time, it just wasn't visible yet.
So the effort is real, but the feedback is delayed. That's a brutal design flaw for human motivation.
It really is. And it's why Clear argues that goals alone aren't enough. Someone can set a goal, hit a wall during that plateau, and conclude the approach isn't working, when actually they just haven't crossed the threshold yet.
Which brings up the systems versus goals distinction. What's the actual difference there?
A goal is the outcome you want. Run a marathon, lose 10 pounds. A system is the repeated process that gets you there. Clear's point is that two people can share the same goal, but only the one with a reliable system will sustain the behavior after the goal is reached. The goal doesn't protect you from reverting.
Mm-hmm. So the system is what keeps running after the finish line.
Exactly. And this is where Clear introduces three layers of behavior change. The outermost layer is outcomes, what you want. The middle layer is processes, how you act. But the deepest layer is identity, who you believe you are.
Wait, so most people start from the outside in? They set a goal, build a process, and hope the identity follows?
That's the typical pattern. Clear flips it. He says, start from the inside out. Ask not what do I want to achieve, but what kind of person do I want to become? For example, instead of I want to read more books, the identity-based version is I'm someone who reads every day.
But that raises a real question. How does someone actually build that identity? You can't just declare it.
Right. And this is the part I find most grounded. Clear describes every small action as a vote for the type of person you're becoming. Miss a workout? That's one vote against. Show up for 10 minutes anyway? That's a vote in favor. The identity is built through accumulated evidence, not a single declaration.
So not perfection, just a pattern of evidence. That's actually a relief, because research on habit formation backs this up. Studies have found that missing one opportunity to perform a behavior doesn't materially derail the process.
Exactly. And the same research by Lally and colleagues found that the time it takes for a behavior to become automatic ranged from 18 to 254 days across participants. So the popular idea that every habit locks in after 21 days, not supported.
That range is enormous. 18 to 254 days. What drives that variation?
The behavior itself, the person, the context, all of it matters. What the research does confirm is that consistency in a stable context is what builds automaticity over time. Location, preceding actions, routine cues, those all reinforce the habit loop.
So the identity piece and the context piece are working together. You're not just deciding who you are, you're designing the environment that keeps confirming it.
That's a clean way to put it. And it's worth noting that research does suggest identity influences behavior, though often through intention, rather than as a direct override. Identity isn't a magic switch. It's more like a compass. It orients the direction, but the daily steps still have to happen.
The key idea, then, is that the word atomic in the title is doing real work. These aren't just small habits. They're fundamental units that compound into something much larger.
Precisely. Atomic in the sense of tiny, yes, but also in the sense of being the basic building blocks of a larger system. For our listener, the takeaway from this opening is, don't start by asking what you want to achieve. Start by asking who you want to be, and then cast small, consistent votes for that person every day. In our next session, we move from who to how, specifically the first law of behavior change, make it obvious.